Going old school to process biological waste like animal manure. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We're going to learn a new word today, vermifiltration. It's a process of using red worms to filter manure wastewater and certain other waste streams to produce a more environmentally friendly outcome. Steve Rowe heads the California-based company BioFiltro, which has systems installed in the U.S. and 8 other countries.
If you take one of these worm beds and put it in between the barn and the lagoon, and you then filter that manure water through the worm beds, remarkable things happen.
Rowe says a typical large dairy would have a multi-acre bed of wood chips, worms, worm castings, and microbes processing the waste. And he says the beds are recycled.
And that harvested material of worms, worm castings, the degraded wood chips, and then this really active microbiome is harvested. And then that is placed back out on agricultural land and provides remarkable soil health benefits. Just an active microbiome truly feeding the soil, which leads to increased yields, healthier plants, increased nutrition of the plants that are growing. So it's a complete, wonderful, circular process.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.